today.
Kyle Kuzma is getting roasted on the internet over a sweater. We'll explain.
And I'm here with Tanner Thomason back with us. Hey. And we have a dish debate that will save some of you single ladies for the holidays.
This might be a good way for me to make some extra money. Plus, Andrew Freud will join us later to discuss his chat with Jeremy Renner and Haley Steinfeld for the new series Hawkeye. But first, Sherry, what you got?
Well, Tanner, it looks like Michael Strahan will be blasting off into space aboard the Blue Origin on December 9th. They found a black person with some money to get on that daggone ship. Now, this will mark the first 6-person launch on its new Shepard reusable rocket and capsule. And I guess Michael is really excited about this opportunity because he covered the Blue Origin's first human launch in July. And when he was invited to go on the next mission, he said yes without hesitation. So, wow, we're wishing Michael Strahan a lot of luck.
Okay.
Would you guys do it?
A lot of prayers. No.
I definitely would.
You're not
would.
Going to space, Brad?
No, hell no. I go to Brad. Space every day, baby. Every day.
It only takes one light up.
Okay.
And you're good to
yes.
That Armstrong over
okay.
there.
Okay. It'll be just my luck that I orbit
exactly.
thing float off into space somewhere. Something
and
go wrong.
Brad,
no.
I didn't see that. Brad, do you know how many movies we've seen with Tom Hanks and all these people where they get lost
right.
and they're in space for 30 friggin' 2 years?
Girl,
I don't need to get lost that long.
Come on, Sherry Shepherd in space has a ring to it, though. You're telling me you wouldn't go?
Yeah, and then I come back when I'm 70.
Okay.
Y'all find me when I'm friggin' it's a skeleton with a wig on.
We
I'm
lost hard Sherry, y'all.
Yeah, we lost Sherry.
We found a wig floating
Mayday,
in space.
Mayday, Mayday.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, it's time for...
What the fashion?
So NBA player Kyle Kuzma, he's been the talk of the internet after he was spotted in this sweater, child, his little pregame outfit. It was an oversized pink sweater that looked more like he stole it out of his girlfriend's closet and stretched it all the way out, okay?
What is this?
Oversized sleeve virgin wool jumper with the long damn sleeves, is priced at $1,600, y'all.
What?
$1,659 to be exact. Now, would anybody like this as a Christmas gift?
I love the color. Mm-hmm. If it was like shorter sleeves, I would like it, but this looks crazy.
This
Listen,
looks no
I
fashion.
Are some people who like that whole compression
no,
fit
girl,
wear, so like
no.
you take the sleeves and then you tie it, you know, before you go to sleep to, you know, give yourself that snuggle.
Can you imagine, like, how awkward is
I
it?
Don't
like,
get
come
this.
On, did you drive in your car in this sweater with this floppy ass, like your sleeves, and you're trying to open doors and
but
drive?
Tana, let's just say you go to a bar, things kind of pop off, you wet the sleeves. Next thing you know, you got long, wet weapons. And you just smacking
yeah,
people from across the bar.
I don't get this. I don't get if he's trying to be cute or if it's just because it costs so much he got it. There's nothing attractive about this sweater besides the fact of it being pink. And then his shoes don't even match. Come on, if you're going to pull it together, let's do some fashion things,
yeah.
people.
I would have appreciated some pink
Maybe
shoes.
He just got money to throw around. He just signed that little deal, Brad,
yeah.
and just throwing money around.
Let me flex on people with this giant sweater.
Pink?
You're not flexing on nobody.
You're yeah. flexing on Stretch Armstrong. That's about it.
That didn't work. Mm-mm.
Well, moving on, it's time for a dish debate. Ladies, are you single and need a man to help fulfill your Thanksgiving holiday this year? Well, I may have the perfect solution for you.
Ooh,
why not rent a companion? Now, the Shade Room posted the boyfriend packages for Thanksgiving. And take a look. You guys got options. For $100, you can get the silver package, which gives you 2 hours, a normal fit, and laughs at family jokes, right? So, like, you know.
Okay. All right.
You know, proof of life. Now, for $200, it's the gold package. You get 4 hours, a nice fit, 30 minutes of playing with the kids, and they'll talk to your dad about sports.
Okay. I like.
Now, let's just say if that was not enough for you, how about the diamond package? You get, you pay $450, and it includes 6 hours, a fancy fit, flowers and wine for your moms, then they'll love you and they'll like, you know, love on you in front of your family and help clean up after the dinner's done.
Oh, wow.
I would want the diamond package, HK, because not only do they, you know, bring wine, mm-hmm. they talk to your mama, because you get all of the other stuff from the other package.
Right.
So they laugh at the jokes, they play with the kids, and they help you clean
it's
up.
It's the cleaning.
Just that cleaning after Thanksgiving you don't ever want to do.
Mm-mm.
So I like that. Mm-hmm. Where's the package where they give you some of the good stuff?
Some of the good stuff?
Yeah, I feel
stuff.
Like you got to pay, like, you know, double
yeah,
that platinum
double
price.
The, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you got to pay double the diamond price for the, you know, the...
Or are you talking about the latex package? package? What are you talking about?
The yum yum.
The sleeping aid.
I want the yum yum package. Yeah.
She wants the eggplant package.
It was the eggplant package, Brad.
There you go.
She needs her vegetables, darling.
I need my vegetables.
Okay, you guys, here's something that might make your Thanksgiving happier, especially if you work at Target. The Superstore chain has announced that it is closing all of its stores on Thanksgiving, not just this year, but from now on,
wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Target closed last Thanksgiving because of the pandemic, but the CEO made it permanent after workers told him they were glad they could stay home for the holiday.
Oh,
of
yeah.
course they
I
were.
I love this.
Yeah.
Now, Sherry, are you glad to see this change?
Absolutely, because you know when you, because we always go shopping the day after Thanksgiving, and we find that the clerks, they are mad, they got the attitude.
Worn
they,
out.
Because they gotta work, they're worn out. Overtime does not cover issues of the heart.
Right.
You get to stay home with your family and eat turkey just like the rest of us and
Sherry,
go to sleep.
But on the other side of that, when you run out of something on Thanksgiving and you need to run to Target and you know they got it, you're going to be pretty upset when they're closed when they're usually open.
And I got to say, that late night Black Friday kickoff that they used to do at Target on Thursday night, that didn't hit in a certain way because the store would be super duper
exactly.
stocked. But it is good that they're thinking about the employees, though. My son works at Target right now, so I know where he'll be.
He gets to be
first
at home
off,
with you,
him.
HK.
Yeah.
He ain't going to be there. He's going over his girl house.
Oh, no. Look, guys, anything, I don't know, I like it. I like it being closed. I love the idea of, like, people getting to spend time with their families. Also, I feel like, you remember we used to see, like little riots and whatnot going on for deals on TVs.
I was looking forward to the late night riots because with everybody wearing masks, it looks like Mortal Kombat. Like, just like everybody fighting, you know what I'm saying? Here for it.
All right, y'all. Former bachelorette Hannah Brown has a new memoir called God Bless This Mess, and she is dishing on the finalists for her season. From chapter 1 through chapter 12, Hannah infamously had sex with Peter Weber 4 times in a windmill. Is that possible?
Where do you find a windmill?
It must
Where
be the tower to the windmill or something. Huh?
I don't know what it is, Brad.
Windmill.
But it ended. She then ended her season engaged to Jed Wyatt, but the engagement was short-lived. I wonder why. So in her book, Hannah compares Jed to Peter. And she said, I'll be honest here. The sex wasn't as good as it was with Peter. Jed also asked me if his thing was bigger than Peter's. Why do guys always ask that? I just don't see how answering that question would be good for anybody.
Hannah taking these guys out to dry. I would feel a certain way about it. Like, I'm the guy who proposed to you. You said yes to me. We
right.
were engaged. And then you're just going to talk about Windmill Boy behind my back in your book. Like, that kind of stings a little bit, you know?
HK, like, why do men always want to ask that question? Like, whose is better?
Well, guys are competitive in nature, but I do got to say, I can't believe that dude married that girl, proposed to that girl, after you found out she just got finished having sex with a man in a windmill
right.
4 times before
right.
you got engaged.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let me tell you something. I will never ask a man who's better in bed, his ex-girlfriend or me.
Okay.
Because I don't want to know.
Oh, we're going to lie to you anyway, so...
Right, so why even ask that question?
Yeah, the answer is always you're the best, baby.
Exactly.
It's like when a man asks you how many men you've been with. Always the answer is 2. That's it.
Up next, Andrew Freund joins us for Ticket or Skip It. Don't miss it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We are back, and look who we got in the studio with us, our buddy Andrew Freund.
My blue box. I can't believe it.
Yay.
Oh my God. And Sherry Shepherd's here. I'm like, is this the view? I don't know where am I? Where Tanner's here. My mind is exploding. I'm out of my blue box. So thank you, guys.
Well, welcome to the party, Andrew. Now, we know you brought us a cool interview coming up, but first, we got to get into
Ticket
or Skip It.
Y'all, the first setup is the House of Gucci in theaters today. Now, with Patricia Reggiani, played by Lady Gaga, marries into the Gucci family. Her unbridled ambition begins to unravel the family legacy and triggers betrayal, decadence, vengeance, revenge, and ultimately murder.
Someone's auditioning for their next Italian role.
Yes,
very good.
So.
I give that 2 hands way up.
Check out this snippet.
Ah, but is you, my nephew.
I've been Liguchi all my life. It is an empire.
Who does what?
Oh.
Don't miss.
Okay, Andrew, so you saw Gucci. Is Lady Gaga heading for an Oscar or what?
Honey, ooh, she is heading for an Oscar. And if you can recall, on this show back in 2019, I predicted that she would be nominated for Star Is Born, which
yes,
she was.
Uh-huh. Yep,
I'm
going
to say it right now in 2021. She will be nominated for an Oscar for House of Gucci. She is incredible.
Yes.
She's got the accent. She's got the camp. She's got the
yes,
outfits. Mm-hmm. She commands that screen.
Definitely looks like a ticket for me.
Ticket.
And you know, the famous line, she goes, Father, Son, House of Gucci. That was all improv.
What?
That was not scripted. That was all improv.
And the real character, Patrizia, is not allowed to use the Gucci name.
Well,
she's out of jail.
She's freeing out of jail now.
Like, I guess when you kill a Gucci, they don't let you use the name.
Yeah. No.
They should. I mean, do they let her wear the clothes? You know what I'm saying?
She can only buy the knockoff clothes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ticket!
Okay, all right. Next up, we have something that I lie awake at night fearing, which is this movie, Don't Look Up. It's about two low-level astronomers played by Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio who must go on a giant media tour to warn mankind of an approaching comet that will destroy planet Earth. Check it out.
We discovered a very large comet.
Oh, good for you.
It's headed directly towards Earth.
Our guests today have made a pretty big discovery in space.
How big is this thing, Dolan? I can't destroy my ex-wife's house. Is that possible?
There's a 100% chance that we're all going to die.
Hey.
Well, the handsome astronomer can come back anytime, but the yelling lady, not so much.
We got Ariana Grande. We got Tyler Perry. We've got Kate Blanchett. Mm-hmm. I mean, the... All right, this is why I love Jennifer Lawrence, you guys,
yes,
is because she talked about at the screening I was at, is she was filming a scene with Meryl Streep, but she knew she had no lines in it. And she's like, I could just stand there and be stoned. So she asked the director, Adam McKay, is it okay if I get a little stoned before I film this scene? And the Adam McKay was like, sure, smoke up. So she gets high. And then just to mess with her, he's like, oh, Jennifer, I've got a monologue that I need you to do.
Oh no.
And she was like, holy crap, I am stoned. I cannot do this monologue.
God.
But he was just messing with her because, you know, she wanted to get a little stoned. All right, guys, up next, I am bringing all of you a little Marvel Cinematic Universe with the cast of Hawkeye. But first, Headcrack and Brack, do you have a deal for us?
Okay, everyone, never miss out on another television show with the Power to Go 5-in-1 wireless private listening TV headphones. It's perfect for when you want to catch up on your favorite TV shows but can't turn the volume up high in your quiet home. Well, maybe someone's vacuuming, but you don't want to miss a thing that your favorite character's saying. All you got to do is simply plug the transmitter into your TV's audio source, and it'll wirelessly sync to your headphones. Plus, you can walk around your home and still hear every word clearly.
That sounds great. Also, check it out. The headphones have a built-in tuner to listen to your favorite FM radio station, or you can plug them into any auxiliary input and enjoy your own music library.
I am so happy that these are back in stock, because last year I tried to get a pair, and they were sold out.
Don't let outside sound ever interfere with your quality of your listening experience ever again. Now, how much?
Well, they can run as high as $60. Before I dish that's out there, you could get one for $19.
Woo!
You already know where to go. Just hit up morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
And don't go anywhere. More Dish right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, Andrew, it is time to see what have you brought us.
All right, guys, it's Marvel's latest Disney Plus series, and it premiered at midnight, but I've actually seen the first two episodes, and it's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
It follows Hawkeye, played by Jeremy Renner, like mm-hmm. in the film, who has to work with Kate Bishop, played by Hailee Steinfeld, who is new to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I had to ask them about their relationship. Also, I had to have them give some fun talking about their love of the dogs. Take a look.
When I wore this suit, I made a whole lot of enemies.
You're Hawkeye.
Who the hell are you?
Kind of talk to me about the relationship you two have.
Yeah, it's a little bit of what you mentioned and a lot of other things. Kate is ultimately faced with her idol in Hawkeye. And you know, it quickly goes from this mentorship to this partnership. Kate, at some point or another, learns that she has no choice but to contain this excitement of hers because the stakes are pretty high and they are on the run and they need to survive. So she is at the ready and willing to listen to whatever she has to do. And she looks up to him.
Jeremy, in real life, are you Haley's idol?
No. I think I'm the target for her arrow.
Okay.
I want to ask you both, you both have very cute dogs and you post photos of your dogs. If your dogs were going to be in the MCU, what kinds of characters would they play? Haley, I'm going to start with you. What kind of character would your dog play?
I mean, she's pretty much already quite a character. I don't know.
Groot. Baby Groot.
No, Groot's already...
Oh, she had to play a character. Oh, you're just going to make one up?
Oh, I don't know. Was that, am I picking one that already exists?
Ah, sure, you can do whatever the hell you want. I don't
know. I mean, a baby Groot would be cute then.
Yeah, Genie's so cute.
Jeremy, how about you?
My little gals would be Debbie's from Wakanda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. All right, now, Sherry, I know you have a dog. What kind of power do you think your dog would have in the MCU?
F***ing over everybody.
All right.
Let me do that again. My dog would be pooping over everybody.
Hey, that's a power. That's a pooper. Skill. That's
she's,
a skill.
She's like, she's got some number two issues.
Yeah, definitely. She is not number two. That's number two, not number two.
Number one and number two. Here she comes. All right, guys, make sure you check out Hawkeye, streaming new episodes every Wednesday, and stay tuned for more Dish Nation right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and Young Miami's family is making it clear that she is not to cook anything, okay? Yo, she shared their group chat saying that she'll make rice and ham, and everyone said, no, don't make anything, girl. They told her to make something easy, and ham can come out dry, and someone else even said she needs to make, not bring, some juice or something. But Carisha doesn't care because she says she making ham and rice regardless anyway.
Okay, this is so funny because your family done told you your rice come out hard.
Yeah.
Somebody said, just make that lemonade with the Hennessy. That's it.
I saw that one.
Mama just said, please.
Yeah, mom said, Carisha, please.
Everybody got that relative where, like, hey, just bring ice because you don't just trust them to make anything.
Brad, I tried to do a vegan Thanksgiving with my family one time and no sugar. Oh, my family went in. My sister was like, I'm not eating this bowl. This is some bowl. And then I'd have dessert because I was trying to get everybody off sugar, so I had no dessert. Let me tell you.
You know, this is a black family. Y'all, if you can't do that now.
I had no liquor at the house. I just had like juice.
Girl, if you'd have told me that on the phone on the way to your house, I'd have turned my ass around. Girl, I ain't coming.
I was about to say.
I'm going to somebody else's house.
I'm just learning not to ever go to Thanksgiving at Sherry's place.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.